Today's show is about Celebrity Pizza Guy. What we're about and what
the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Good evening. This is Celebrity Pizza Guy Nicholas Rubin and the lovely
fashion wellness coach Penny Latham.
This is our debut of the
Forget About It show. Hi, this is Penny Latham, and today's show is about Celebrity Pizza Guy, what we're about, and what we've been up to. Also, the amazing celebrities that have created their pizzas with Celebrity Pizza Guy. Signature pizzas are what Celebrity Pizza Guy does. So, Nick, what celebrities created their pizzas?
Well, we have these celebrities who have created their pizzas. Eric Zulli created the Easy Way Pizza, a lobster alfredo with mushrooms and extra cheddar cheese. Dante Sears, talk show host, has created her own pizza, a mushroom pizza. Raymond Simone, producer of Hyperstophilia, he created a pepperoni sausage. Quentin Aaron, actor, he created a chicken barbecue sauce with onions. Andy Gypsy McFay, actor, created an everything pie. Siobhan Roberts, singer, created just a pepperoni pie. Matt Gorman Flash created an everything pie. JP and Angelica Joyce, celebrity real estate power couple and actors, created a pepperoni bread. Leandre Hefner-Vell, producer and CEO of L&R Production Studios, created a pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, green pepper, and jalapeno pizza. Then we have also from Animal Kingdom Red Carpet Event, Jonathan Wells, eat pizza on the boardwalk, making a movie in front of Prep's Pizza. It was called That Night, the movie.
Didn't Jonathan Lisko say he could eat a whole pie?
Yes.
Tim Brown and Emmanuel Kelly said they wanted to create a pie as well. July 30th, we met Eric Zulli through Dwayne Sample, who was a friend of Nick's. We are represented by Easy Way Productions, promotions.com, which has worked with Pamela Hasselhoff, Akon, Kobe Adonis, Tyga, Richard Dreyfuss, Mario Lopez, Quentin Aaron, his partners. He's partners with Tim Brown through his Easy Way Visa card coming in 2017. He was also on the cover of Hollywood Weekly magazine. He works with the American Cancer Society, Relay for Life, Nick's Roots Foundation, represents Lamborghini Gold Champagne, works with NFL alumni through Emery Patterson, NASCAR through Xfinity Series 2017 driver Jordan Flash Rose, and has produced over 50 A-list level events. Congressman Brad Sherman signed off on his award. He's had an award named after his movement. Easy Way honored the co-founder of Easy or E Entertainment, and much more. For more info, go to ericzulli.net, Z-U-L-E-Y. Good evening, Eric.
What's up, guys? Oh, man, we got the celebrity pizza guy. Man, we got the Penny, the fashion wellness coach. Is it the beauty wellness coach or the fashion wellness? I can't keep up with you guys.
I think fashion wellness coach.
You're doing so much,
man.
I'm good, man. I'm happy to have you guys on Easy Way Radio, Easy Way Broadcasting. Our listenership is close to 900,000 listeners, and proud to have you as a client. And now we're bringing you guys into the radio world. You know, I can hear a little bit of nervousness, little teeny bit. Is this, am I sensing some butterflies?
Just a little bit.
How you guys
just
feeling?
A little bit. Forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it.
But see, that's the whole point. That's the whole point of the show, isn't it? Forget about it.
Forget about it.
All the audience, all the listeners, everybody out there, you know, let's just have fun together and let's hear what everybody wants to forget about, you know? And we got your guest in queue, and man, you guys got amazing guests. So anyway, I'm going to shut up because I'm a host. That's what I do. I take over. So I'm going to be quiet, give you back your show. Hey, guys.
Well, thank you, Eric. And, you know, you launched Celebrity Pizza Guy out there so fast, and we've been working with you so much, and one event after another. And, you know, here's some of the events that we've done, which I thought were really amazing. And I look back at it, and I can't believe that this much has happened in such a short time. We went that night after meeting you, we went to Josh Moreland concert. And then we met Carmelita Pittman, Lester Spite, TJ Storm, Lee Eaton from the Academy of Arts. And our journey began. And with our Easy Way Hollywood Weekly event, Jeff Daniels playing Escanada in the Moonlight. And then next thing I knew, Nick was in a movie and he was with Roman Simone was the producer, and he produced Hyperstophilia with Quentin Aaron from The Blind Side. And I was just like in shock that this thing was happening so quickly. And then Easy Talk Live, you had your show, and there he debuted, and you had him with your other guests, and Eugenia was there from Bad Moms, and Siobhan Roberts, and I mean, it was just amazing. And Flash was there as well. And next thing we knew, we were at a Hollywood Weekly NFL Hall of Fame event where we were meeting football players and Eddie Canales from Gridiron Heroes and Patrick Stewart, who was Andy McFay's friend as well. And then, you know, we just didn't know what to do. I mean, every time we turned around, we were in a new event, and it was exciting, and we were just kind of looking at each other going, wow, this is all happening so quickly. So
don't forget about the Mario Lopez event with Peaks. And but this is the thing,
yes,
though, and what everything has in common, all those people, all those events, everything, every single person has said they love Celebrity Pizza Guy's pizza. They got to have more. They got to have more of his pizza. That's all I hear. Yeah, and it's just been a lot of fun. You guys are amazing clients. We're glad to have you. I'm glad that we can help grow your positive views on things. And I want some more pizza. I need some more. I'm feeding for it. I feel like a crack fiend. You know, I'm not a crack fiend at all. I don't do drugs at all. But I just feel like I have to have more pizza every day. I got to have it cold, hot, doesn't matter. But you know. Forget about it. That's all it is.
Forget about it, right?
I've had testimonials from Will Chris when I did a birthday party for the Andre Hefners, and he did a testimonial. He said, forget about it. This pizza's like he even ate it in the morning. He goes, I don't know if it's better hot or cold.
You guys got an amazing guest
today. Well, they were ripping it off
today.
The trays in the kitchen. That was.
You guys
crazy.
Got an amazing
I mean,
guest
I
today. I
want to
hear what
like
the number one Trump has to say about your pizza.
Okay, well, the presidential election with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. You know, we know that they say that Hillary Clinton likely won the popular vote, but Donald Trump will be elected president of the United States. This has happened four times before. Example was in 2000 with Al Gore. He beat George Bush in the popular vote, but lost when recount in Florida went against him. So President-elect Donald Trump is definitely quite a character, as we can all agree. Wouldn't you say, Eric?
Oh, yeah, totally, totally. So should I do the introduction of this amazing guest now, or is it just my opinion? I don't do opinions on political at all. I love everybody.
Well, I think that this kind of leads up to it, don't you think? I mean, it leads up to our special guest. And
I think so.
It's quite an election.
So let me see. I'm doing like a million different things right now, guys. So I'm engineering and I'm on the show and I need to forget about it. That's all I got to do. But all right,
we're gonna
introduce this amazing guest today on today's show. John DiDomenico is a professional actor, writer, performer, host, creative, and celebrity impersonator. He is best known for his Donald Trump impersonation, which can be seen on Conan O'Brien. The show, Conan O'Brien, come on. Chelsea Handler's show, Red Eye, Fox, the Trump cast, four different feature films, and the web series, You Got Trumped. And two animated series, DeDomenico has been interviewed by every major news organization in the world, including BBC, ABC, NBC, CBC, The New York Times, Washington Post, and many more. People Magazine and Huffington Post, and you know, everybody loves DeDomenico. He's the best Donald Trump, hands down, number one. John is the only Trump impersonator to appear on the Today Show and the U.S., Australia, and Ireland. And he's made three appearances on this morning's Britain DeDomenico, and is considered the number one Trump impersonator in this industry. So we're going to bring in Mr. John DeDomenico, and we're so glad to have him on the show.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
I'm so excited to be on the show.
How you doing, Johnny D?
Hello, Nick.
How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Johnny.
I'm good, man. How are you?
Hi, Penny. Good. Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, great. Yeah, absolutely. This worked out perfectly.
God bless.
That's cool. That's really good. So tell me, Johnny, where were you born and raised?
I was born in Norristown, Pennsylvania, but I was raised in Ambler, which is right outside of Philly. And we lived in like a row home section, so it was kind of like living in South Philly outside of South Philly.
So was that where you grew up and went to school?
Yeah, that's where I went to. Yeah, I grew up there with my brothers. Nick knows both of my brothers, Michael and Steven. And went to Wissahickon High School, and then went to East Stroudsburg in the Poconos, and then transferred to Temple University in Philly, and then started my acting career in Philadelphia, and then started working in New York, and, you know, all over the place, and was going back and forth between New York and Philly for a lot of years, and then moved to New York once, and then came back, and then moved to New York again. And, you know, as an actor, just was always kind of looking for, like, the city I could live in and, you know, build my career.
Well, that's really cool. Hey, so tell me, where and how did you actually meet Nick, Celebrity Pizza Guy?
Oh, Nick was I spent my summers in Ocean City, New Jersey, and two of my roommates, Hunter Martin and Nick, who worked at Preps?
John Frustacy and
who?
Hunter Martin. John Frustacy.
Well, it was Hunter. Did JT work there?
No, JT worked with you at Culinary Garden.
Oh, okay. Well, no,
remember?
He never worked with me. I think he worked at the Wicker Wabbit with Hunter. So, but anyway, I met Nick through a lot of mutual friends, and that's how we got to know each other. And I was there for like six summers, so I saw Nick over those summers, and Nick came to visit me in college too.
Yes, I did. The East Stroudsburg.
Hey guys,
we would go out to Margie's.
We need to go to commercial real quick. We're going to go to commercial real quick, and we're going to give our callers a chance to get in queue also, and then we're going to come back and we're going to finish talking with you, John. Okay.
All right.
All right. Sounds cool.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Okay, John. We're back here with John DiDomenico, and Nicholas was asking you some questions, trying to do a little interview here and find out what you're all about. So, Nick, go ahead.
Okay, Johnny, how you doing? I got some questions.
Good, brother.
You already answered a bunch of them. I have them on bullet points here, but here we go. Are you ready? Here we go.
I
was going to ask you, what did you do after school? What did you do after school? You went to college and you became an actor. Okay.
I did a year as a copywriter at an ad agency, but that wasn't really for me. And I was in a comedy troupe and I was doing stand up and I was already kind of working in comedy. So I just, you know, I was making enough to cover my bases. So I just got out of the corporate world.
And you also interned for Arlen Specter.
That was my senior year. I worked for United States Senator Arlen Specter my senior year of college. So I did community outreach. We did PR. We worked on some policy. We worked on some legislation, things like that.
What about a little impersonation here? Can Johnny give us an example?
Give a little Donald Trump.
Absolutely fantastic Donald Trump. Totally tremendous. I'm so happy to be talking to the pizza guy. I love, love, love pizza. Pizza's tremendous, I have to tell you. Really. Believe me.
All right. My man, Johnny D. So, you ever came with speech impairment, correct?
Yeah, I had a severe speech impediment as a child. So I did 8 years of speech therapy, first through eighth grade, and then I did some through high school, kind of a touch up, and then out of college on my own, I went back because I noticed I was slipping with a lot of my pronunciations on words.
Well, I'm glad you got your speech back.
No kidding.
So, how many years have you been acting?
Oh God, since 28 years.
Wow.
That's amazing, Johnny.
How many characters have you done and impersonated?
Well, total, it's probably like 50, but I can do about 30 now, and there's about an active 10 characters that I usually book out.
And besides Donald Trump, number one is, basically besides Donald Trump, is your Austin Powers.
Shag now and shag later. Let's do this.
Forget about it.
Oh, my God.
So, have you done any movies?
Yeah, I've done 4 feature films. And I did last season of The Sopranos.
Really?
Wow.
What were they? They were... A lot of them were the parody movies. So I did Meet the Spartans, which had a huge cast that did really, really well. I think it made like a staggering amount of money, like $85 million, which blew my mind.
Then there was
Disaster Movie. I worked on that with Kim Kardashian. There was 30 Days of Paranormal Activity with the girl from The Dragon Tattoo. It had one of those ridiculously long titles. And then the last one was Not Another Celebrity Movie. That was kind of the last one. And that was a great team of people, and I met some really good comedic actors and impersonators on that film.
Oh, awesome.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Have you done stand-up comedy?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I did stand-up in the 90s. And I, you know, worked all over the country, and it really helped me a lot. I didn't pursue it after a certain point because it's really brutal to be on the road. The money is not great. I can't imagine what it is now. It's probably even worse. But what was happening right around that time, Saturday night they used to have an A&E's evening at the Improv where they'd show four comics, and then they had A&E's Comedy on the Road where they show four comics, and then they had another show with stand-ups. So in the course of a night, you could see, you know, 16 stand-up comedians, and it was very tough to kind of compete with that. The club was struggling at that time.
Yeah, but you're so good.
So a lot. Well, it's not me. It was a club. The clubs were closing. It was a very tough time for stand-up comedy. So it was, it was just brutal being on the road, and your whole life boils down to, you know, I was a featured act, so I'm a middle guy, so I do like 30 minutes. So your whole life boiled down to 30 minutes. And if you were lucky, you did two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, but for the most part, a lot of the clubs couldn't sustain that. So it's a tough life doing comedy on the road. So,
to let you know, Johnny, we're doing a, we're going to be posting a blog on this show and interview under a news section for the listeners to go on there. And our website is on the page of Google. So, but anyway, so that people can kind of get an idea of what's going on here.
Oh, absolutely.
So you have written and performed in national, international sales meetings. What were they and where?
Well, I've done every, you name a major corporation, I've probably done their meeting.
That's why.
And I've worked everywhere. I've worked in Milan, Italy, and all over Germany, Berlin, Germany, Bangkok, Thailand, South America, all over the Bahamas, every major city in the U.S. I've logged a lot of miles.
So you're a worldwide, you're a worldwide act.
Yeah, I've been very lucky to have worked, you know, all over the world. It's been pretty amazing, and I've gotten to see all parts of the world I never thought I'd see. You know, every time I get a meeting in Europe, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to Europe. And, you know, I did a sales meeting in England, which was great, so I got to see my sister who lives there. And, you know, every time you do one of these things abroad, it's really cool because I always try to, you know, ask them, hey, can I tag on an extra day or a day and a half for some sightseeing?
That sounds like fun.
Awesome.
Hey, Johnny, we got a caller in queue that wants to come in.
Uh-oh.
Sure.
Forget about it. Well, let's hear this call.
Go ahead, caller. Caller James from Orange County. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I really appreciate your sense of humor. I mean.
And who do we have here?
King Zoli.
I'm on. Am I on? Hey, guys.
Yes,
no,
you are.
You're on.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen,
I know your voice.
Laughter,
Johnny,
is the best
Eric's
medicine.
Father.
This is, we really appreciate your sense of humor, I'll tell you. Laughter's the best medicine,
thank you,
right?
So much. I have a tremendous sense of humor. I have a huge sense of humor.
I love that. When you think about who's, you know, back in the 60s, the most famous and the most loved were people like Bob Hope, and so on and so forth with their humor. And I'll tell you, we just love what you do. And so where are you heading next? Of all the places you've been to, what stands out in your head? I mean, specific locations, countries, whatever, what kind of pops up?
I think Bangkok, Thailand was absolutely amazing. It was just such an
Oh, wow.
It was so different than anywhere else to do an event and perform in.
In Bangkok,
it was pretty incredible.
Bangkok,
yeah.
Wow.
And we were there for for God, like 7 days, so that was a big show.
That's so cool. Well,
I
really love it, and like Nick and Penny, you know, they just knock it out of the park, and we need more people like you because, you know, in this day and age, I don't know, it just seems to be we definitely need more of this around. And
If you guys look me up on YouTube, there's tons of videos of all my characters. But, you know, for me, it's all about the comedy, and I don't really have an axe to grind politically. And Trump's just a great character. And, you know, having been on Conan recently and Chelsea Handler's show, and they're giving me such a great platform to do this character. It's been wonderful.
Well, I'll tell you, the ones that popped out and people loved the most were people that could, you know, like spot on imitate somebody like that. They love it. And we used to love, if you remember, who was the guy, the imitator? Geez, name just popped out of my head.
Rich Little.
Rich Little. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he just, like, disappeared. He just disappeared. And
he didn't disappear. I know him, and he lives here in Las Vegas, and he performs here all the time. So he's very much, Yeah, I run into him all the time. He's very much part of the scene.
He's still
here.
Going.
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, listen, if Nick and Penny doesn't mind, I'd love to steal you and have you on our Radio Boomers live show. On Betty White's co-star Aretha Gray and I do a little Radio Boomers show.
Forget about it.
And I'll tell you, Nick's program is working. Like, I sent him a little text. I tried it on some of the bills that were due, and the bill collectors call up. I just tell them, forget about it, and I don't have to deal with it.
You got that right.
That's perfect, Jim.
Okay, guys, I'll let you do your show, but good work.
Hey, Jim, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Jim, thank you so much. It was groovy, baby. Thanks for calling, Jimmy.
You're great.
Forget about it. All right, Mr. John. What made you want to impersonate Donald Trump?
It wasn't. I got a call for it back in 2004. There was a voiceover,
an agent
called me and said that, you know, they knew that I did a lot of difficult voices, and they said, "Do you do Donald Trump?" And I said, at the time, I was like, "Not right now," I said, "but I think he's in my genetic range." And they said, "Well, the auditions." Monday, and this was a Friday, so I ran out and bought the first season of The Apprentice. It had just come out. So I locked myself in my house, and this was a weekend, and I cracked his voice and pretty much never looked back, other than I was just doing him initially as a voiceover character, and then I got the call. Somebody said, "Hey, you know, you do Austin Powers and full makeup and full costume and wigs and everything. Are you doing Trump that way?" And I said, "Not yet." And they said, "Well, we have a booking and it's about a month out," which gave me enough time to kind of get the makeup, get a makeup person to do the makeup design and get the contacts and get the wig made and figure out how I could kind of execute it and look like him without prosthetics, which I try to stay away from.
And now you're huge.
Tremendously
large.
So you played President-elect Donald Trump in a movie. What was it?
The four films that I told you before.
Oh, well, I'm saying, but what movie was that you played Donald Trump?
The four films that I mentioned, those films.
Oh, well, you played Donald Trump in all four?
Yeah, wow. In all four of them, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's right. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I was Donald Trump in Meet the Spartans, and but I was also... In Disaster Movie, I was also Dr. Phil, and I was the love guru Shitka. And then in celebrity movie, I was Trump. And in the 30 Days of Paranormal Activity, I was Trump.
Awesome. So what are your plans now that Donald Trump is now elect president?
Well, we're getting a lot of inquiries, and we're booking a lot of work. I've already booked an inaugural event. I've got bookings lining up for December. I'm going back to New York next week for a couple of bookings. Then I'll be kind of just hopscotching all over the country right up till Christmas.
Awesome. Well, I know you were in Atlantic City, New Jersey last weekend or the weekend before.
Oh, my God. I was everywhere. I was in Montreal, Atlantic City, Philadelphia, New York. I did five cities in 7 days, so it was pretty intense.
Wow.
And John, I know you have to go because you have another call tonight.
Hey, Nick, and
you
have
what?
Another caller.
Dante
Sears.
Let's get it in because you've got to go.
No, Dante Sears is coming in, and she wants to say hi. She did a pizza with you guys.
Yes.
Am I on? Hey, guys.
You are, Dante.
You are on, Dante. How you doing, Dante?
Hey, I'm on with the famous celebrity pizza guy and the famous Donald Trump guy and the awesome Penny Latham. I'm doing amazing. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome.
Forget good.
About it.
I'm absolutely fantastic, Dante. You sound very, very beautiful. And I know beautiful women. Believe me.
Oh, I believe you.
Yeah,
I believe you. So this is great. I mean, you know, Celebrity Pizza Guy has one of the most distinctive voices that I've ever heard. And now I'm hearing you. And between the two of you, it's like a trifecta. I mean, you guys have to do some kind of like audio tapes together or something. I think that'd be a hit. I don't know.
Yes,
you guys should do like bedtime stories or something.
I'm waking to my Larry King. That sounds a little different.
Wow. Isn't that a good idea? I think because the Celebrity Pizza Guy needs to do voiceovers too. So I wanted to ask, because I love Donald Trump on The Apprentice. You know what I'm going to ask already, right?
What?
Come on, fired.
You got to say you're fired.
You're fired. Do the code. But this is how I always do it. And listen, guys, girls, I have to tell you, both teams worked really, really hard. Unfortunately, fellas, the girls really kicked your butts. Guys, you're fired.
I love it.
Oh,
I love
God.
It.
Forget about it.
Oh, man. That is so awesome. I'm so glad I got to hear that live. Well, I'm a journalist. I have a television show. I would love to interview you or support in any way I can. You're a friend of Celebrity Pizza Guy,
you,
so you're a friend of mine.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Anybody's a friend of mine is a friend of yours.
All right, send me his info. I want
to.
Right,
yeah,
definitely
reach out
to get you on Dante
me,
TV.
That would be awesome.
Well, Dante is a TV radio personality of 300,000 followers, so it would be a really good thing for you.
Whoop whoop!
Be tremendous.
Awesome.
Tremendous, and I won't be fired.
All right,
so
guys,
stopping
I'm gotta go.
All right,
thank
guys, thank you for
the
great
work.
Having me on. I really appreciate
get
it.
Get the Mandalay Bay and put the pedal to the metal.
Out of here.
Johnny,
yo,
guys, have a good
Johnny,
night.
Johnny,
thank
before you.
You
go, I got to say this. Forget about
it.
See you guys. Good night, everybody. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much.
See you. Bye.
Okay.
All right, brother.
Okay. Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Hey, we're back. We're back. Well, I'll tell you what, that was an amazing time. And we're just really excited that John DiDomenico could come on and talk with us. So now we're going to move on to our recipe of the day. And this is called Grandma's Pizza. How to make our dough. Nick, no better person to tell this than how to make this pizza. Where are you at, Nick? You right there?
I'm right here. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Give us the magical recipe.
Okay. Well, this is basically a pizza that is made on a 13 by 18 rimmed baking sheet. Okay, and this dough is an easy dough for you to make at home because a lot of people cannot make the dough and or toss a pie. This dough is very easily made. All you need is one envelope of active dry yeast, about 2 1/4 teaspoons, 1 1/4 cups of warm water at 105 degrees. In a large bowl, let it stand until yeast starts to foam. About 10 minutes. If you have a KitchenAid mixer, that's what you would want to use. Mix in 2 tablespoons of olive oil and then 2 cups of all-purpose flour. Then you want 2 teaspoons of kosher salt and of sugar. Then add another 2 cups of all-purpose flour. A cup at a time, mixing until. But if you're going to use a mixer, that's all you need to do. Turn the mixer on, and you're ready to go. The dough,
really,
when it's
difficult
done,
for
you'll
them
see
to...
an elastic. You'll see an
Let
elastic.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Is it really hard for you to, as a person who's never made pizza before, wouldn't you say it's difficult for them to learn how to work the dough? I mean, when would be the opportune time?
To work the dough, that's what I'm saying. If you have a mixer, it'll be a lot easier. By working it without a mixer, I'm giving you a recipe for a mixer. If you're doing it without a mixer, you're going to have to form it and use your hands. You're going to have to knead it until soft and smooth and elastic, 10 to 12 minutes.
Wow.
And you place the dough lightly oiled in a bowl and cover with plastic wrap. Chill for 24 hours, 18 by 13 rim baking sheet with a quarter cup of olive oil. Gently and gradually stretch the dough until it reaches the edges of the baking sheet. If dough springs back or stiff to work it, let it rest 10 minutes. And then you continue the action to get it to the edges. Cover dough on a baking sheet lightly with plastic wrap and let it sit warm in place and let it rise so the yeast can grow with the dough until it is pulled and formed with air bubbles. 34 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes. Make enough dough for one pie for that serving. It makes 6 servings. And there's your dough recipe.
Wow, that's awesome.
And
so do
you
have anything else in that recipe that you would put on? What would you recommend
for
someone
who's
first
doing
that?
Yes, I do. I have sauce. And I was going to save that for next week. I'm doing a little recipe here and a recipe there. And after, next week I'll have you have a grandma's pizza.
Magical secret, huh?
I'm working
on it. That's awesome. That's good.
I got to work recipes.
Well, that's a good deal.
And Ms. Penny, what is your national tip of the day? Nutritional tip of the day.
Well, I'll tell you what. With those vegetables, you know, I really think that, you know, with our diets and whatnot, I think we fight with our kids and we fight with everybody to eat more vegetables. And I think the tip of the day is to cut the vegetables in julienne strips, except for with pizzas, you need your onions cooked, you know, they're cooking a different way and you cut them in a circular pattern. But the thing is I think that if you cut them up in julienne, you can put the excess in the refrigerator and then the whole family can reach in the refrigerator and they can eat more vegetables. Because I think if you don't have half your plate in vegetables, you're not getting enough vegetables per day. You know, you need to be able to do that, and your protein needs to be less. So I think that that's really a good one. And
the more
vegetables
you eat, the more healthier you are.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And, I think, I don't know, what do you think about this show? You think we did a pretty good job? I think that it was a lot of fun.
I think we did an awesome job.
I think we have a new caller in also.
We did a long work of 48 hours to get the show together.
Well, guess what? We have another caller on. He's from Key West. His name is Spicy Mike. And
Spicy Mike! Mr. Mike Guzzi from Key West. How you doing?
Mike, are you there?
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Oh, did you guys introduce me? I'm not sure. I'm too busy engineering your show and answering your 20 phone callers right now. You guys got a bunch of callers in queue. You got a bunch of callers in queue, man. And I want to it's not about me. Let's talk to some of these callers. I think we have Carl.
Let's go.
Let's
roll. I know we got a lot of callers.
Caller from Spicy.
I'm the celebrity pizza guy.
Yeah, we got Mike Spicy, so we're going to bring Mike Spicy in here. Carl from St. Louis.
No, Key West.
No problem, guys.
Unless there's another one.
No, there's other callers. There's people from Blog Talk that are listening to your show.
Really?
People enjoy food.
Yeah, go ahead and take the other callers. Just want to wish
we're bringing them all in, man.
This is Mike from Key West. Forget about it. You stay on, Mike. Now.
Forget about it, Mike.
Caller 237708. You're in the queue as well. You're on air. Go ahead and say hi.
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 Oh, how you doing?
I'm feeling in the mood for pizza. How are you doing?
Good, very good.
We're doing good.
So what is your question?
My question is, what exactly do you do that no other pizza guy does? I need to know. I got to know. Give me the details.
What do I do that no other pizza guy does?
They say that every pizza guy has something special that makes their pizza different from every other. I mean, there's like 30 ways pizza in New York.
I do, but I can't get that secret ingredient out. I'd love
you
to give
you
my
I'm not writing it down.
Huh?
I said, you can tell me your secret ingredient. I won't write it down and replicate it. Give me
Well, actually,
are you ready?
To duplicate
yes.
it would be kind of difficult.
It's love, right?
Can.
You put an extra love, a spoonful of love.
Well,
in
let's just say this. You have to have knowledge in the dough. You
really?
Have to have knowledge in what you're doing with your spices and your sauces. You need to know exactly the portion control of what you're, how you're making your dough. So I can tell you what I use as my special ingredient.
Uh-huh.
You ready?
Vegetable shortening.
Vegetable shortening.
Awesome.
Vegetable shortening, it makes the crust in the dough give it the flavor that it has, a buttery crust, a buttery
I love
flavor.
Buttery crust.
Yeah,
and it makes it golden brown, and it cooks it perfect. And you could eat the whole pie all the way down to the crust, and then it's gone. Where normally people will eat only up to the crust and throw the crust away because there's no flavor.
The crust
so,
is the best part, though. That's where all the
you
flavor
got
is.
It. You got it. But I've
but
seen
the crust is so amazing. It's so thin.
Yeah.
It's like paper thin. You can put as many things as you want on top of it, not gain
like
any weight.
Garlic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Garlic, yes. I make a pesto, and it's gone. See ya.
That's fantastic.
And you put it all around the crust, and makes it awesome.
Plus,
that's
I mean,
awesome.
If you really want people to eat the crust and not throw it away, just cover it in cheese. That'll get them eating it.
No, that's another way, but, you know. You want another one? Here's one more
yeah.
tip for you.
Feed me.
Cheddar cheese.
Of course.
Not mozzarella.
Yes. It
yeah.
makes it
well,
so
cheddar
much
is
better.
The world's most popular. Says Monty Python.
You got
yeah,
it.
I have
Wisconsin
to caller,
white cheddar cheese.
Caller, you said your name was Carl. Yes.
That's me.
Carl,
what do you do?
How'd you end up finding the show? How'd you end up hearing about the show?
Actually, I'll be honest. I kind of heard that Easy Eric Zulli was on. I kind of wanted to shout out to him. I see your stuff on Hollywood Live. I see your stuff on your YouTube channel. I saw you high five Shang Sun once. That was pretty cool. So yeah, I kind of a fan.
That's
not
awesome.
Gonna lie.
So where
thanks,
are you
that's
from?
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Where are you from?
Me? I'm from St. Louis.
You're from St. Louis?
Yep, Missouri.
Cool. Are you a Cardinals fan? Or are you a you a Cardinals fan?
I'm a pizza fan. I'm a pizza fan, that's what I am. If I go to a Cardinals game, it's to eat pizza, man.
My man, my
yeah.
man. Forget
well,
about
thank
it.
Thank you so much for your support,
forget
brother.
About it.
Thank you very much.
Make sure to subscribe and hit me up on Facebook. We'll do something special
thanks
for you and
for
share
calling,
your next
Carl.
Post or something. Appreciate you,
thank you,
man.
For having me.
All
okay.
right, use my tips. You'll have a great pizza.
Thanks.
Yeah,
you
will.
All right, and then I believe Mark is still with us. Are you still there with us, Mark?
It's Mike, spicy Mike.
Mark.
Yeah, I'm
is
here.
It spice? I'm
here.
Sorry,
Mike.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm
still here.
He's
this is your show. You guys take your show back. I'm trying to help you.
Come on, let's go. Come on, you got to know the names. I know
Mike,
the names.
Spicy guy.
Spicy
I'm still
guy.
Here.
That's Key West Spices, Mr. Mike Guzzi.
Oh, that's too funny.
It's the secrets in the spices. You didn't tell him that.
I did
well,
say,
you know
well,
what?
I did say that in a way. I said, hey, the spices in your sauce is what creates the best sauce.
That's
hey, Mike,
it.
What kind of spice do you use? On
my pizza?
Yeah, on your pizza.
Yeah, I use Key West Spice Island Herb.
And is
go.
That your company?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'll tell you, I love
it. So
your
how long
spices.
Have you had that company, Mike?
I've been in the spice business over 30 years.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a long
30
time.
30 years. So let's see. A little bit after high school, you started your business.
Yes, pretty much.
That's awesome.
Hey, Celebrity Pizza Guy Penny, I think you guys found your first advertiser for your radio show, reaching almost 900,000 listeners.
What? What'd you say?
I said, I think you found your first advertiser for your new radio show, which is on a network reaching almost 900,000 listeners.
Exactly.
Get out of
wow.
here.
Well,
Mike, I already talked to him about that. I tried to get him in, but I can't reel him in because he's in Key West. He's a big Marlin, you know, so you have to get that line all the way down to Key West in California and reel him in on his big yacht that he's on.
Exactly.
Well,
so,
okay,
Mike, we got a sponsor
awesome
here now.
Mike,
let's
really
get it going.
Are.
That's it.
All right, Mike. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Right, hey, thanks for calling, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for supporting.
Talk to you.
Have a great one.
Take care.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Man, you guys' first show, and you got a couple of my fans, a couple of your fans, your supporters. You got Donald Trump personators. You got lots of fun. You got Dante Seuss, TV personality. Everybody's wanting to forget about it. Technically, not forget about it. I don't know. Like I all I gotta say is forget about it. Am I doing that right?
Forget about it.
You got it. Forget about it.
So the next show, we're gonna have this special jingle, and it's gonna be like. Ding, 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 forget bad or something. I don't
you got
know.
It. There you go.
In fact, the fans, one. You know, the fans that are listening to the show, they should submit their jingles, and maybe we'll pick one of their, you know, their scripts or their jingles.
Send it in. Love to hear jingles.
That would be awesome.
We went for 2 hours yesterday going through jingles to get the right one.
We need a good one.
Reach out to the fans, man.
So let's roll it in.
Here's a little story for you guys. My theme song. Happened from one of my fans on social media.
Wow.
And we just ended up keeping it. Now that particular fan is pretty known for that theme song. So it works, guys. So definitely hit up the Celebrity Pizza Guy.
Well, yeah, they get the credits. They get the credits for it. That's awesome. That's really good.
So if people want to interact with you guys, if people want to interact with you guys and they want to communicate with the show, they can go to celebritypizzaguy@gmail.com, right?
You
correct.
Got it.
Yeah, they can go there. And then go to celebritypizzaguy.com, and we're on Peaks. We're on Facebook at Celebrity Pizza Guy Recipe and Events. And, of course, they can always get a hold of us through you, and, you know, because we're all over you.
And or Facebook.
Yeah, you guys are actually one of our – let me brag about you a little bit, Celebrity Pizza Guy. So – if you guys know me, you know Easy Way, you guys know that we're one of the top in the social media realms, and we do a lot of big events and hang out and deal with a lot of big people. And we've had some very, very big clients, you know, in the past. I'm not going to name drop, but we've never really had a food client yet. And we met Nick. We met Celebrity Pizza Guy through Dwayne Sample, who was one of our members for a little bit. And
good
we originally
Dwayne.
Just... Yeah, you know, shout outs to Dwayne and Nanda and everything they're doing. They're doing great. Definitely check out Dwayne Sample, guys. But we met Celebrity Pizza Guy and Penny at a hotel that Dwayne set it up at, and we discussed a pizza show, and which Sylvester Stallone decided to do it the easy way, do it the pizza guy, do it the Celebrity Pizza Guy way. Anyway, but you know, we decided to discuss a Celebrity Pizza Guy show, and we went over, we brainstormed, we came up with some ideas, you know, and it turned into a great relationship, a great, you know, a lot of fun, and becoming a client of Easy Way Promotions, and we've done a lot of real fun stuff together. You guys have really grown tremendously in the last 4 or 5 months. You're ranking very high on Google, you know, magazines are approaching us for you guys. People are hitting you guys up. I mean, everybody's starting to know about the Celebrity Pizza Guy, and everybody's demanding
awesome.
All the time. They're asking for you guys. They're always wanting you guys to cater and stuff, which, by the way, guys, Celebrity Pizza Guy is available for catering. You call.
Yes, we are. We have menus.
Oh, and by the way,
it's only been
3 months. It's only been 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is amazing.
August, September, October, and November. 3.5 months. Forget about it.
I'm
look where we're at today.
What we're doing than we thought then. Yeah, forget about
that's
it.
That's no, right.
Don't forget about that.
but
no, you're amazing.
Been doing
you're
3 months.
An amazing job.
And look where I am today.
Exactly. Yeah, and a lot of high profile influencers are approaching me to get a pizza and you know you're in a movie too. Don't forget about that. You know, Hyperstophilia with Romaine Simon and Lucky Strike Films, one of our partners.
With Quintners.
Hey, Manny, Eric, did you know that did you know that Nick was named in 1986 the pizza guy? He's been
why
that
age,
name.
Why
going to
age
life.
Nick? Come on, Penny. On his show, on air, you're aging him and you're giving. No, okay. That's
but
incredible.
He's the first one. And you
know
something? He's finally getting to fulfill his dream. And I think this is awesome.
Oh, definitely. Well, forget about it, right? No, don't forget about it.
Forget about it.
It reminds what we're doing right here. If you guys think about it, kind of reminds me I think it was South Park, and or no, it was Family Guy. Family Guy. You know when he's like, all right. No, it's not all right. You know, so it's kind of like, yeah, I do impressions too. I got a little skills in that department too. But it's kind of like that. So when you say forget about it, you're like, wait, no, don't forget about that. But yeah, forget about it. You know, so I see this thing really catching on. I really do. I see all you fans out there, everybody that's listening to the show, everybody that listens to the archive, everybody that checks it out on social media and blogging and wherever you hear this from. You know, let's make this a movement. I want to see everybody on social media, hashtag forget about it. Everybody, hashtag celebrity pizza guy. You know, because just like my dad said, and by the way, props to my dad on that one. You know, your bills, your problems, your haters, your drama, forget about it. That's how you're saying
it. You got that right. Forget about it. Hashtag celebrity pizza guy. Let's get it rolling.
Well, you know,
yeah, so you guys
really
got about 9 minutes left on your show, and I just wanted to let everybody know about the Easy
Way
Magazine.
Wow, we're pulling in an hour show. Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, you've had so many callers.
It was supposed to be a half hour. Forget about it.
You're talented, Nick. You know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing. First time.
Yeah, no,
Good luck.
Guys, for your first show, I think you guys did great, and I'd love for all the listeners that are listening right now to go on to Celebrity Pizza Guy on Facebook or the Forget About Show on Facebook. We have a group. You know, join the movement. Post your comments. Let us know what you guys think about Nick and Penny's first hosting. I mean, this is the first time they've done this. This is their first show. You know, like give them some love.
Yeah, we're a debut
some push,
today.
Some inspiration. Give them some, you know.
Never done this before.
Yeah, and I think you guys did a great job.
Yeah, but you know, Eric, you're such an inspiration. And, you know, ever since we met you, you have just, like, released the butterflies in us. I mean, we're just flying like crazy. And, you know, you are everything that they say you are. You're an amazing person that gets out there and, you know, brings people to where they need to be. And you're very positive, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. The correct term is positioning strategist. I swear, we got to make this MP3 button. So every time you guys say something, I want to press the button. Forget about it.
There you go. We'll make one of those.
So I'm going to bring
in. That's an idea. We could get a fan to create something like that. That's for sure.
Yeah. That's what we'll do, a contest, guys. If you're listening to the show, you want to submit and create the Forget About It official jingle, you know, and every time they do the Forget About Show, which is a weekly show, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesdays. You guys will get the credit if we decide to use your jingle. So every time something happens on the show, it's kind of like Big Boy's Neighborhood. If you remember Big Boy's Neighborhood, his most popular thing he did was the cowbell. Ding, 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 the jingle, the cowbell. Every time something happened in the show, it was always that cowbell. You know, and so the Forget About It is Celebrity Pizza Guy's cowbell.
That's
he's
got a cowbell, all right.
That's like when people would tip in our pizzeria, we'd have a horn, and every time somebody tipped, we blow the horn.
So how cool is this, guys? You guys are now official radio personalities. How do you feel?
I know, isn't that amazing? That's just outrageous. And you know what? He thought he was just going to spin the pie.
Well, and that's another thing too. Let's make sure that we tell everybody about your peaks. You know, your Peaks app is a live stream app, and you guys can go to Peaks and you can follow Celebrity Pizza Guy. And so not only will this be audio, but you guys can watch once a month or once a week or whenever you guys do it, you can watch it visual. And Nick's pretty cool, man. He flips the dough and he does all the cool pizza tricks and stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
You're not sure you how to make
it. We really enjoy it.
Forget about it.
So my dad's still in it, and the Mario Lopez, that was an awesome deal too.
We had a great time on the show. It was awesome. Had great response, and Johnny D did a great job. I had some great questions.
Yeah, Johnny D's awesome.
Yeah, thank you to all the callers that called in as well, Mike and Carl.
Yes, thank you to all our callers.
My dad and Dante and especially our special guests. I'd love to have them on my show sometime, almost 3 million listeners monthly. And, oh, by the way, guys, that's another thing. As I am a talk show host, I have a radio TV show, and we're going to be bringing on Celebrity Pizza Guy for a real special segment, potentially with somebody that's very famous in the food industry. They don't know about this yet, so stay tuned.
Eric, you're always a surprise.
I try. You never know what you're going to get when you dig into the Easy Way pizza.
We never do. That's what makes it exciting.
That's awesome. So you guys got about five.
That was a surprise. with Eric.
You guys got about five more minutes left on your airtime, and so I don't want to take over your show, but I have a lot to promote, and as soon as I get going, you won't have any more airtime left, so I'm going to take off. But if you guys want to know anything about what we're doing, just download our app, easywaymobile.com, which you will see the Celebrity Pizza Guy on there. So Celebrity Pizza Guy, Penny, back to you.
All right. Too, aren't we?
How about this?
Oh, yeah. You guys are going to have a food segment on the Easy Way magazine for sure. And that's going to be really exciting. 2017 January, we got the Easy Way magazine coming out. But let me get my intro straight, and then I'm going to bounce out. I'm going to take off. I'm a host. It's got to be proper. Okay, so guys,
proper.
You're listening to the Celebrity Pizza Guy. Forget about it, show Penny.
Forget about
Celebrity
it.
Celebrity Pizza Guy, back to you.
All right. You want to go to commercial, or you want to just go straight forward?
I was going to let you guys promote yourselves and talk about all the
actually, you're
Penny,
right, Eric.
Penny,
we need to do some things here.
As your wellness and beauty and everything that you do and promote yourself now. This is a great opportunity that everyone knows about.
Yes, this is. And,
the floor is yours. And when you're done, we shall say, forget about it.
Okay. Well, you know something. We're going to forget about it at another time. But, no, seriously, we, with both of our talents, he spins the pie and I'm into the wellness thing. Been in it for almost 40 years. And I do lots of events. I have all kinds of different background in fundraising and causes and whatnot, and been on boards. And what we're looking for is anybody that wants to jump on board. They want to bring us into their realm and have us cater their event or support their cause. This is what we're going to do, and we're going to make sure that we do whatever we can to make it right for you guys. And we did do the Mario Lopez party, the Halloween house party, and I'm not kidding you, it was a smash. And then we did Leandre Hefner Bell's birthday party up on the penthouse suite, and it's amazing. His product is amazing, and I'm also with Easy Way food and beverage division. And what we're doing is we're trying to create a whole, triangle union where we are doing for you and you're doing for us, and we can help the community. So anyways, definitely call in or message us and let us know what you're doing. So what do you think, Nick?
I think that's awesome.
Okay. All right,
wait to be in here, and let's get it rolling.
Okay.
And don't forget food, wine pairing with pizza and wines, different wines we're going to do. And
Yes, we're going to do wine tastings. We're going to also bring in other different types of beverages. And, with the pizza, we're going to be able to make pizza breads and regular breads. And we can do any kind of level of soiree that you would like. So you just bring it in, you tell us what you want, and we'll be happy to make sure it happens. So, all right. Well,
forget about it.
We're going to forget about it is right. And is there anything else you want to say?
Oh, and we are creating the Celebrity Pizza Guy TV show.
Yes,
which
the cooking show.
Soon.
That's what we're
leading
up to, guys.
Come and create your own pizzas on the show, have signature celebrity pizzas, and hopefully in the next maybe 6 months to a year, we'll have Celebrity Pizza Guy Pizzeria, where then the celebrities will actually be coming in there, and I'll be showing their signature pizzas.
Yes,
just
they've been saying that they want that. Every place we go is, where are you guys at? So.
Yes. So.
All right. Well, we got about 30 seconds.
And I hope you enjoyed the show. And thank you very much. It's time to go.
We're going to say goodbye.
We're going to do the outro. Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!